So in terms of the patterns of how people approach first-line therapies, ALK and ROS1 kind of look the same. But interestingly, MET exon 14 also looks similar to BRAF in that most people do use targeted therapy up front. If you ask them if the TPS score is higher, now you start to see, again, a minority, but maybe a quarter or a third using chemotherapy or a checkpoint inhibitor alone. Can you talk about how you think through this situation? And also, you were talking about MET amplification versus this mutation. If you could distinguish that clinically also.
Yeah, I think this is a really important thing to highlight. As we've learned more about MET exon 14 mutations, people have begun to realize how effective a biomarker it is for response to MET inhibitors, particularly crizotinib. Now, we've been discussing MET amplification for years. MET amplification has been talked about for at least 10 years as a mechanism of resistance to EGFR TKIs, as a unique thing on its own without EGFR. And in some of the earliest data, a couple years ago, we saw data presented at ASCO saying that crizotinib might have value for patients with high-level MET amplification. Now, when you look at large series of data, though, what you find is that real high-level MET amplification is rare. Probably much less than 1%. And there is oftentimes an overlap of high-level MET amplification with this new thing, MET exon 14 mutation. Now, to be clear, MET exon 14 mutations are a specific subset of MET, and when these MET exon 14 mutations happen, that leads to a splice variant that stabilizes the protein and makes the protein signal more and more. And so it's clearly an oncogenic event, whereas MET amplification is a lot less clear that that's actually what's going on. So with MET exon 14 mutations, that's the group of patients that we have the best data saying that crizotinib is an effective MET inhibitor for those patients. So that's one group. And then the MET amplification is a little bit of a different group, a lot less common, and I think a lot less important for us to focus on now.
You kind of get the feeling, just sort of looking at these data in terms of this paradigm of targeted therapy versus a checkpoint inhibitor in patients with genomic alterations, that with MET and BRAF, people are not quite as heavily into the EGFR ALK of delaying checkpoint inhibitors, and there's less confidence that checkpoint inhibitors might not be as effective. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so I think at ASCO we looked at the relative overlap of MET exon 14 and high TPS and found that there were many patients, in fact, with MET exon 14 that had high TPS. But then we looked at a very small number of patients, I believe it was 12 patients, who had MET exon 14 and had received immunotherapy and looked at their outcomes based upon tumor proportion score. And we were surprised, I think, to see that even the patients with high TPS didn't seem to benefit. But I will issue the general caveat that this was very small numbers, fewer than a dozen patients. And so as a consequence, I'm hesitant to universalize this. I will also highlight that patients with MET exon 14, like those with BRAF mutations, do have a bit higher frequency of cigarette smoking in the past, and patients with MET exon 14 are much older than a lot of our other patients. So there may be a rationale for using immunotherapy in these patients.